Yeah, so I hadn't been a hospice nurse very long, and I walked into my patient's room, and I knew a little bit about him. I had read some of the notes, and most of them were like, you know, he doesn't really want to talk to anybody. He just turns away. And this was like the social worker's note. So I'm like, ooh, you know, if the social worker hasn't gotten anywhere, I don't know how things will go. So I walked in, and his bed was in the center of the room. And I'm like, hey, you know, I'm Laura. I'm going to be your nurse. And he just turned away. And I'm like, oh, you know, I get it. Nobody ever wants to see the hospice nurse. So I just approached his bed and kind of stood at the foot of the bed and, you know, was just getting a feel for him. And I'm like, well, I'll be coming to see you. And, you know, hopefully we'll get to know each other and we'll see where this goes. And I just got that feeling of, like, don't push this. Like, this is more than he can handle right now. And I knew I would be back, and he didn't look like he was imminent or anything. So I was like, well, I'll be back to check on you, Dan, and I'll get to know more about you. No response. So I left and came back the next day and just continued. Like, typically we see people once a week, but I was just checking in on him more often, just trying to crack his shell and get to know him. And each time I just felt like I got a little closer. I moved the chair over to the other side of his bed and would sit down. He was always watching the home improvement shows, and we could talk a little bit about that. And, you know, I had fixed up an old house that I lived in Ohio for a little bit, and I told him little projects that I did and was just trying to get him to open up. And little by little, he started telling me stories. And I knew he was an adventurer because one time when I walked in his room, he was sleeping and he had all these amazing photos all over his room. Like, he was standing on a glacier, or, you know, he was holding like the bear's head, or, you know, he was in a boat somewhere. And so I was getting all these little snapshots of Dan's life and just wanted to know more. And so I would sit and, you know, just let him be. And and then one day we were looking at the show and, you know, I'm like, well, what was your life like, Stan? And he started telling me stories. And, you know, the picture of him on the glacier was he was a hydro engineer and got dropped off on this glacier to get some samples and then got weathered in and had to stay on this glacier for 3 days. And then, you know, the ones, like, three different stories about him with his friends out bear hunting, and one when they were fishing and he had, like, worked all night or something and then fell asleep on a rock, and he felt like he thought it was his friend nudging him, trying to wake him up. And, you know, he was just like, ah, you know what? And, like, pulled his cover off, and it was like the mama bear with her two cubs, and, like, survived all these just miraculous, you know, events that, you know, like true Alaskan. And it was just amazing. And I had asked him at one point, you know, what his goal was. And because even when someone's dying, I mean, we still have a goal to live. And he said, you know, I really want to get out of this bed. And he was on hospice because he had Parkinson's. And I said, well, we can do that. You know, we'll try and get you up. And he had fallen. So he wasn't really feeling too confident. And he's, no, you know, I can't. But we would try. And a couple of times we tried, and it just didn't go very well. And he's just like, no, you know, I can't. I'm too weak. It was like he knew. He knew that he wasn't ever going to do it again. But he tried. And so I was visiting him, and I had taken care of him for quite a while. And it was winter time, and we were talking a lot about skiing, and And he would always razz me because I hadn't been in Alaska that long. Well, I've been in Alaska now 8 years, and I still don't know how to ski. So, but he was like this phenomenal skier and was just sharing stories with me. And, you know, I ended up hearing, you know, about all the pictures in his room and about his daughters. And one day I was leaving, and I'm like, okay, you know, Dan, I'll see you next week. And he's like, all right, you know, thanks, Laura. Thanks for getting me out of my bed today. And I was like, well, we didn't get you out of bed today, Dan. You know, we were just talking. And he was like, well, you had me all over Alaska today. Thank you.